Do you want to know a secret? Someone asked me to talk about a fantasy, and I didn't even need to think about it because I knew what I wanted to tell you. And I'm sorry if I get embarrassed, I've never really talked about it like this, not out loud, and it's making me blush, so. So, I was 18, I was still in high school in my senior year. And I was really shy. I had only kissed one guy, and even that wasn't even really my choice, so. I remember being so mad because he took my first kiss and I didn't want to give it to him. So I pushed everyone away after that. And a friend, well, she wasn't really a friend, like just a girl, she asked me to go out with her to go drinking. And I live in Europe, so 18 is old enough. And she liked this guy. Somehow we managed to run into him, and I still don't know if that was a coincidence. He was older, I think he was mid-20s or something, and his friend as well. I think his friend liked me, but I didn't know at the time. And I didn't drink that much because I get drunk way too fast. We went to a bar with a ton of other people, and somehow I got separated from everyone else. I was just standing next to the bar when this guy came up to me, and he was foreign. He told me I was trouble. Those were the first words that he said to me. He asked me if I was 18, and I nodded. I couldn't even talk, and I don't really remember what he looked like. I think he was handsome, but I remember his arms. And they were really hairy. He bought me a drink and I let him order because I only drank cheap wine. Had no idea what to get. And he thought it was cute. He dared me to drink it really fast, so I did. He wasn't drinking, he just kept looking at me. And I gave him my glass when I was done and he smiled. He told me to lick the sugar off the rim like a good girl. I was blushing so much, I remember how hot I felt, but I still did it. And then, I don't really remember a lot after that. I was lying on the floor somewhere, and I was crying a lot. And someone was telling me that I was gonna be okay. That nice guy that liked me from before. And I remember I kept asking him to help me, and please help me, I'm so scared, what's going on? And my friend left me. She just went home because she thought I was so drunk and she was mad at me. So she left me with these two guys, just complete strangers. And they were nice. They stayed with me. And they went through my phone and called my dad. And just remember crying and praying, I think. I'm not really religious. I was just so scared because I wanted to stay awake, but I couldn't. And my dad picked me up. I think he even knocked the waiter out. He drove me home. Then he saw how fucked I was and that I couldn't even stand up, that I was so scared. So he took me to the ER instead. And then I woke up at home in my bed wearing this nightie. I remember that really well. It was a pink one with red hearts on it. And someone had taken my makeup off. I went outside and my whole family was there. The first thing my mom said to me was that no one touched me. And that someone put something in my drink. And that they took my blood. And I'm really scared of needles and, like, really scared. They make me pass out. Just the smell makes me cry. And I still didn't remember anything. And then the guys that were with me, one of them saved his number in my phone, and the other one, I think he messaged me on Facebook, and they asked to come and see me, but I just never replied. And I forced myself not to think about it for the longest time. I only did it when I was really drunk, when I came home, like, from a club or something, and just lay down in my bed. That's when I think about it. Did I know that he'd spiked a drink? And did I imagine him telling me he had something I'd really like? And seeing him put something in my glass? And did I imagine his hand on my thigh too? And him staring at me and just saying fuck over and over again? And my legs shaking. And my pussy getting wet. And then parting my legs just a little bit, because I was wearing a skirt and they wouldn't open more. Did I imagine him saying fuck again and calling me crazy? Because it was cold, it was almost winter, I think, and it was cold as fuck. And I was wearing stockings, I remember that, because it was the first time I wore them. And I was so cold. And then I guess I just stopped caring if I was imagining things. And I started thinking about what he could have done. And what he'd wanted to do. Just put that in my drink and make me live with him somehow. I don't really know where. Maybe a hotel or maybe just an empty alley. And he'd push me against the wall and just pull my skirt up and say fuck again. Over and over. He'd just move my panties out of the way. I wanted to see how shocked he'd be when he pushed his fingers inside me and realized I was a virgin. Because I know it didn't look like one. And I wondered if he'd regret it when he tried to fuck me and my pussy would feel so tight for him. If he'd change his mind when he realized that it was my first time. And then I felt guilty. I tried to stop thinking about it. But I couldn't. I just really couldn't. And it was my guiltiest pleasure. And then, I guess as time passed, I knew exactly how I wanted it to happen. I wanted him to take me out of that bar and just drag me to his hotel room. Make me lie down because I couldn't do much else and strip my clothes off. Everything. And watch me lying there naked. Every inch of skin exposed. And make me turn around for a bit so he could see every angle. He wouldn't get naked because it would feel too good and too powerful for me to be exposed and for him to be in control. He'd just take his cock out and his phone and he'd take some pictures of me for later to remember me by. He'd make me sit up and he'd hold my throat and make me smile for him with my eyes closed. He'd make me say his name and beg him to fuck me. Because I would have done anything, I think. I was so out of it. And then he'd film it. I think he'd film himself fucking me because, you know, he seemed like a nice guy and he wouldn't want to take my first time away from me just like that. He'd want me to see it at least. And that's when I'd really pass out. And I'd wake up on the same bed and I'd be drugged out and with my head spinning and his arms around me on his lap. He'd make me look at his phone and say good morning, sleepyhead. Watch this with me. I'd moan and everything would hurt so much. I'd look at the screen and it would take a moment to realize what was going on. Just a girl lying there. Maybe a doll. And him fucking her. Cursing and talking to her and telling her all the things I'd always wanted to hear. Like, good girl, and spread your legs for me. You're so fucking wet. You don't even know how fucking wet you are. You feel so good. So fucking tight. How can you be this tight, baby? and hear him fucking the girl. Like, these wet, noisy little sounds. So wet. Why was she so wet? And then my pussy would clench and I'd realize I was naked. I'd moan and he'd smooth down my hair. It's okay. Be a good girl and keep watching. And I would. And he'd keep going. The body of that girl being thrown around like she was a toy. And I'd see him getting so worked up and telling her how fucking amazing she felt. You wanna see me come inside her? He'd ask and I'd nod. Good girl. And then he would. I'd watch him fill her up and push deeper and keep it there. Just groaning and growling. And then he'd pull out and something would leak out of her pussy. So much of it. Oh, dribbling down her thighs and all over the sheets. White and kinda red like blood. And he'd smile at the camera and show her face. My face. I'd whimper and he'd laugh as the video ended. He'd reach between my legs and I'd flinch when he brought his fingers up to my mouth. See what a good girl you were? Now lick it off. My cum and your virginity, baby girl. Lick it up. And I would. Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I guess that's it. That's the biggest one I have, I think. And that's my favorite fantasy. What's yours?